This is KUT. Texas-based oil giant ExxonMobil has faced high-profile lawsuits from states and environmental groups over allegations that it covered up what it knew about global climate change for decades. But one lawsuit from employees at the company has flown under the radar, as KUT's Mose Bushell reports.
Plaintiffs in these lawsuits like to draw parallels with tobacco companies that knew their product was deadly, but still ran ads like this.
In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?"
You know, even though they espoused this position that you couldn't really be sure if cigarettes were carcinogenic, in fact, their own scientists had known for a long time that they were causing a severe public health crisis. And something similar has been going on at ExxonMobil.
That's Sam Banderoff, the lawyer representing current and former ExxonMobil employees in the class action suit. He says if Exxon obscured what it knew about global warming, that means it defrauded employees whose retirement plans were wrapped up in Exxon stock. Here's how.
Those employees who had bought or held shares of the company's stock plan during the time when the fraud was going on, they bought at an artificially high price. And you know, when the correction occurred, they took a pretty big loss. And even if and when the stock price recovers, they've still lost out.
ExxonMobil rejects that claim and has filed a motion to dismiss. The company did not reply to a request for comment, but has called other lawsuits investigating its knowledge of climate change, quote, biased attempts to further a political agenda for financial gain, unquote. James Spindler teaches law at UT Austin. He says suits alleging any company mismanaged its employees' money are difficult to win. And this one could be even harder because the plaintiffs need to show that Exxon is also guilty of fraud.
Which generally requires that the speaker, in this case Exxon or executives at Exxon, knew that they were telling mistruths and that those mistruths were actually important and material and not something that was already out there in the public domain, and that those mistruths actually caused the drop in price that led to the plaintiff's losses.
Lawyer Sam Banderoff agrees the case will be a heavy lift, but says if he can prove the fraud, the rest of his arguments should fall into place.
If you're committing fraud, when the fraud gets corrected, there will definitely be a stock price drop. That's inherent in the nature of how stock fraud works.
A judge in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas is currently considering Exxon's motion to dismiss the suit. Regardless of that decision, Banderoff thinks more suits like this could be on the horizon. Mose Bushell, KUT News.